not it makes a difference that you have a Nazir and a Kohen Gadol at the same time, or they sort of both have already reached the maximal state of Kedusha, so we don't look at that as particularly additive. Okay, so that was a Machokas, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shmuel. So the top line of Mem Tes, Amud Aleph, where the Rabbi Akiva Mechti, Lo Shana Kohen Gadol V'chudei, V'lo Shana Kohen Gadol V'hu Nazir, doesn't make a difference. The Kohen Gadol is already maximized in terms of the Kedusha. So, Nafka Mila Achiv, La'av Le'imo Lamali. So why do I have the specific formulations of Aviv Ima? We know that he's not allowed to become Tamei for anyone with the exception of Mesa Mitzvah. Tzrichi, because of Aviv, have a mina hayu taima de la mitami la mishum de chazaka ba'alma hu aval imo diadina de le dase li tamila v'ikas rachmana imo have a mina imo la li tamila de la vasol zara basra aval aviv keva de memar de mishpachosem de beis avosam emo li tamila kamash malan, that each one adds something unique. Say that, okay, his mother, he can be mitame for her. Maybe he must be mitame for her because that's Petaros Vadai. You always know who somebody's mother is. The father, in the era before paternity tests and maybe afterwards to some extent, it's a reliance. It's a chazaka. This is our assumption. So, you know, maybe it's a difference between Safik and Vadai. On the other hand, maybe he's only going to be mitame for his father, the Kohen, because we have a principle in Halacha that family lineage is determined, you know, along the patrilineal line. So, given that that is the case, so we would assume that, okay, he can be mitame for his father, but not necessarily for his mother. His mother was a very important figure in his coming into the world, but plays less of a role in the future. Now, this is an interesting svara, because why would this make a difference in terms of, here's Rabbi Feuerstein. Why in the world would this make a difference in terms of, you know, Tumas Meis? And the answer is because maybe Davka by the Kohen, the whole idea is that the Kohen is determined by the father. Rabbi Feuerstein Shlita, good morning. So wonderful to have you together with us. So we're just holding on Mem Tes Amud Aleph. We're about to start at the top of Mem Tes Amud Beis in just a moment. So it could be that this is a din prati, this is a specific din by the kahuna, where it's, you know, Aharon uvanav, the father takes on an outside role. So what exactly is the significance of the different elements of that pasuk? So the Gemara says, al kol afuke rechokim, right, distant relatives or people who aren't related altogether, Meis lafuke krovim, nafshos lafuke refiz dam, shiatsa mishne mesim, shemetame ba'ol, shenemral kol nafshos, plural, meis lo yavo. Says the Mishnah, fourth line, memtesim and beis, alelu tumas anazir migaleach, the nazir is migaleach aniz tumos al hameis, right? So this is going to be subject to some kind of a controversy, right? Whether this belongs in the Mishnah or is the kol shekeim. V'al ha-kezayis min ha-meis, v'al kezayis netzel, we'll define what that is, v'al ha-malisar v'ad-rekev, al ha-shedera, the spine, v'al gulgolas, a skull, al aver min ha-meis, al aver min ha-chai, sheish alav basar kera'oi, v'al chatzi kabatamos, v'al chatzi logdam, al gamagoan, direct contact, masa'an, lifting them, al ahilan, entering the same room, al etzem kisa'ora, as long as you have a bone, which is the size of a kernel of barley, al maga'o, al masa'o, al elu, anazir migaleach, umaza bishlishi uvishavi'i, right? He has to undergo the process of tahara for somebody who is tamei lenefesh. V'sosures hakodmin, it destroys all that came before it, ve'eno maschil limnos, ela achi yatara, maybe it's karbonosav, the special karbon asham, the chatas and the ola of the nazir shenit, matanu rabbanan. I don't want to have what to do with the Talmidei Reb Meir. Mipnei shekan teranin hein v'lo lomo Torah hein ba'in elo lekapcheni behalachos. Rashi says lekapcheni is lenatzcheni. They want to, this is an expression that when I was a kid, they used to use it. They were coming to shlug me up. They're coming to demonstrate that they know how to learn better than I do. Tosus doesn't say quite that. He says even worse, let's say Aruni, that they're coming to be mitzayer me, to give me a terrible agmas nefesh. All right. Okay, so So Dachak Simchus and Simchus found his way in. Menichla Samulam Kach Shemli Rabbi Meir Alelu Tumos Hanazir Migaleach Al Hameis Al Kazayis Min Hameis. So Rabbi Yehuda said, that's why I wanted to keep them out. Because Rabbi Yehuda, he didn't have this in his Mishnah. Amalam Lokach Amarti Lachem Al Yichnus Tamidah Rabbi Meir Lachan Bibnei Shekan Tiranin Hain Al Kazayis Min Hameis Migaleach. If the Mishnah says that for a little bit of Kazayis, this amount of Hameis, the Nazir becomes tame and has to shave his head. So for an entire mace, alachas kama v'kama. Al kazayis min hameis mingalei echal hameis lo kol shekein. So now we have a problem. Rabbi Yehuda was nifter. Rabbi Meir wouldn't teach these talmidim. Who's going to teach them? So there's a famous line, top of Nun Amid Aleph, Am Rabbi Yossi Yomru, Meir Shachav, Meir is dead, Yehuda kas, Rabbi Yehuda won't teach them. Yossi Shasak, if I will remain silent, Teira Matehe Aleha, what is going to be with the Torah? So I have to teach these people. So Rabbi Yossi lo nitzucha lemeis, she'en alav kezayis basar. The reason that it's in the Mishnah is that it's not so obvious because it doesn't have any basar v'adayin yomar. But wait a second, that's not a great answer. Al evri mena megaleach, al kul lo kol shekein. Right, if we have an evri mina meis, a person is megaleach, even if it doesn't have kezayis basar, so why would you need to teach the meis atzmo? Ela kedam Rabbi Yochanan lo nitzucha lo neifel, so neis kashru evarev begidin, nachanayim neifel shalom neis kashru evarev begidin. So Rabbi Yochanan says it's a situation where the flesh, the neifel, the begidin haven't fully formed yet, so the flesh is very loose. It's the flesh is not secured onto the atzamos. Okay, so maybe that's the mace that we're referring to. Rav Amar lo nitzucha al lerov binyano, ulerov minyano. Maybe you have a numerical, an arithmetic majority of the mace. Again, so it's a 248, it's 125, ulerov binyano. So that means the gulgolas, the shedra, and one of the femurs. Okay, but however, she'en bahen rov atzamos, where you don't have Rov Atzamos, which is normally necessary for Tumas Meis, so that's why it says that kind of Meis. Alright, so Al-Kazayis Meis, Al-Kazayis Nitzal, Ezo is Nitzal, so we say Basar Meis, Shekiresh Umoel Shahir Siach. So it's a coagulation of the Basar of the Meis, so it's a little bit hard to tell what it is, but once it coagulates, you have a sense that this is actually a dam in a meis. If we'll say that we have no idea, so then, you know, it's nothing better than a safek. If you'll say that we know that it is, even if it didn't coagulate, it's still, you know, dam in a meis. So it's dam. You have no idea one direction or the other. But here's the situation. So ikarish maolu. So if it coagulates, you know that it's dam. And again, other mashkin that come from the mace are not subject to tumas mace. So maybe it's phlegm, maybe it's mucus, but it's not blood. So let's say you're dealing with tumas nevela, which certainly isn't as chomer as tumas mace. It's only tumakal, it's tumas erev. But what would we say about that? So if you'll say that the tumakal of tumas nevela applies as long as it's something, right, we're coming to Pesach, that's the shear of chametz, as opposed to most of the ma'achalos asuros of eino ruuya la'achilas ger, so tumakala ad lekelev, shapir, l'man damer tumachamura ad lekelev, so ma'ika le'meimar, so what are you going to say? So tashma, so we have a teaching, im chiu be'ar, so tameh, so if you take chela from a nevela and you immolate it using a fire, so it's still tameh, bechama, but use the heat of the sun, tar. Visal kadaitech ad lekelev, and if you'll say that it retains its identity in tumas nevela until it's no longer ra'i l'achilas kelev, afilu bechama nami, so that should also be the case when it comes to, you know, from the sun. So why would it make a difference if it's immolated from the a fire or from the sun? Okay, so himchiyu b'or tameh b'chama tameh, so k'day techal l'kelev afilu b'chama nami. So the Gemara says, emas m'machile, when are we talking about immolating it down from a chelev to something that's liquefied? So basa de asruach, after it has become spoiled. So b'chama came into Israel, chavalei ofar, that when you use the chama to immolate it down, to liquefy it, once it's saruach, it's like afar, it doesn't retain any of its previous identity. So it's non, any liquids called nitzok tahar, we're going to say it doesn't carry with it any kind of a tumah, chutz mi divash, because honey is so viscous from the zifin v'hat tzapichis, right? Tamok tzapichis divash, we say by the man, tap of nun amud beis, beishomai omim af hamach peshel grisin, right? We come up the shear that when we talk about, Geshem, Pater Minatsuka, so we use a makve. Shel grisin v'shel ful mipnei shehi soledes la'achored. In these situations, we say that there's a chibur between the liquids. Normally, liquids which have a definite volume and no definite shape, so they're very viscous, they flow naturally, it's fluid. But if it's very viscous, there's a chibur, so then it could start, like, you know, if you're pouring syrup, you imagine, right, and you stop pushing it out, so then it starts to retract backwards. So that's what the Gemara is saying, is there would be a chibur for purposes of tuma. So I wanted to reiterate, with your permission, two ideas that I think are very important. The Gemara has a remarkable havamina, that maybe you can imagine a situation where Kohen Gadol will be metame for the father, not for the mother. And we explain, because the very institution of Kedushas Kohen is conferred by the father. So maybe the father takes on a special yichus relative to the Kohen. Me'idach, we would say, maybe the father is only b'torah safik, that's a chazaka ba'alma, so the mother of the Torah Svadai, that's going to warrant the Kohen Gadol becoming tamek. Okay, so that was one point that we saw today. Then we talked about different kinds of sources of tumba where the Nazir was going to be Megaleach. So we saw that Rabbi Yehuda didn't want to have to deal with the Talmidim of Rav Meir. Right? They caused him a lot of tzaras. And, Rabbi Yehuda said, Kizayas min hames, right, belongs, of course, in the Mishnah, but Meis Atzmo is obviously not needed, and they get to sort of force their way in. So Rabbi Yossi explained there are some kinds of Meis where you don't have necessarily a Kezias Basar, like an Aphel, a stillborn child, right? That when you have an Aphel, the Basar is not tied in with the Gidin, and the Basar is Meduldal, so maybe in that kind of a situation, there are other situations that were proposed by the Gemara as well. Then we ask an interesting question, because when it comes to Tumas Behema, right, Tumas Nevela, which isn't as chamor, it's not as significant as Tumas Meis, which causes a person to become Tame for 7 days, is a Tumakala. The question is, until when does it retain the identity of a Nevela? Is it Enoroi L'Achilas Ger, when it's not really edible to a human being, or Enoroi L'Achilas Kelef, or going even beyond that, using the chametz kind of a standard, and that's what the Gemara is trying to pin down at the current moment. So Mirz Hashem will hold it up here, and God willing, we will pick it up tomorrow from this exact point on the top of Nun Amud Beis, towards the top line, as we begin to discuss the Tumas HaMashkin. We said Mashkin basically flow. We don't see a chibor there, so connecting them for purposes of tumah, unless it's dvash, honey, where the viscosity is very high, and maybe some other exceptional cases as well. So hold it up here, and I want to wish everybody a wonderful day. Right, so we're saying that maybe a Kohen can only become Tameh when you know it absolutely it's his relative. The only relative about whom you could have that kind of certitude is the mother. The father, we assume. Chazaka.
The father, we assume that it's his father. That the father, we assume,
is the father of this child. I mean, but you can't have the same kind of certitude that you'd have for the mother.
Well, you know he's a Kohen, because the Kohen transferred the Kohenship to the son.
Right, that's a very important point. So you're right. So if we're willing to rely on the Chazaka to establish him as a Kohen to begin with, presumably we should be willing to rely on the Chazaka you know, in terms of the identity of the father for purposes of Tumah. But you could say, okay, we'll be machmir in both directions. We'll treat him as a Kohen, but we're not going to allow him to become Tamei Lameis. It's an excellent question. Okay. Everybody have a wonderful day.
Goodbye, Rabbi Ferguson. Good to see you.